Hello, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. Well, Monday was not a good day for the cattle futures trade. In fact, we saw red ink across the board in cattle, grains, and cotton on Monday. Overall, just big concerns over the state of the U.S. economy. We see a strengthening dollar and continued fears of a deepening recession both here at home and around the world. All of that weighing heavily on all of our markets, including the cattle trade on Monday. We closed yesterday with October live cattle down 77 cents, 143.47. The December down $1.20, 147.35. February live cattle down $1.25 at 151.45. And we had a big drop in the corn market, but that did not help feeder cattle futures yesterday. September feeders down $1.25 at 176.87. October down $1.27, 177.07. November feeder cattle down $1.20 at 177.05. Cash fed cattle trade was quiet yesterday. We wrapped up last week here in the South selling cattle for 143. That's a buck higher compared to the previous week. Then we stair-step that up as we usually see as you move north. We're at 143 here in Texas. We topped out at 145 in Kansas. And then Nebraska and Iowa had live sales in the range of 145 to 147. Dressed sales up north range from 228 to 232 this week. That's $2 higher than the previous week. Slaughter last week, 667,000 head. That's steady with the previous week and up 24,000 from this same week last year. Let's check the feed markets real quick. We've already mentioned big pressure in the grain markets in Monday's trade because of the overall economic factors weighing on all of our commodities. December corn dropped 10.5 to close at 666.25. March corn was down 11 at 670.75. Soybean meal also lower. October bean meal down 7.30 a ton at 432.60. December soybean meal dropped 5.80 to close at 417.50 a ton. Let's check the auction barns now. We'll start in Dalhart Cattlemen's Livestock Auction, selling 1,966 head this past week. Not enough sales of feeder steers or heifers for a market test, but a sharply higher undertone was noted in the market. Steer calves traded mostly steady. Heifer calves traded mostly $1 to $2 higher. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought $1.85 to $1.89 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.72 to $1.96. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.69 to $1.82. 7 to 8 weights brought $1.55 to $1.76. With a few 8-weight steers bringing $1.77 a pound in Dalhart. Now down to Tulia. They sold 1,310 head last week. Same story there. Not enough sales of steers or heifers for an adequate market trend, but trade was moderate on good demand. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady. Feeder steers weighing 3 to 400 pounds averaged $2.38 a pound. 4 to 5-weight steers averaged $1.96. 5 to 6 weight steers range from $1.71 to $1.89. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.73 to $1.89. Over on the feeder heifer side, 3 to 4 weight heifers averaged $1.81. 4 to 5 weight heifers $1.65 to $1.74. 5 to 6 weight heifers $1.55 to $1.71. And 6 to 7 weight heifers brought $1.40 to $1.50 a pound last week in Tulia. USDA released its latest cattle on feed report Friday, and it had one small surprise, but most of the numbers came in as expected. The actual cattle on feed came in at 100% of a year ago. That's what the pre-report guess was. Now, the placements were a bit different. We were expecting a 3 to 5% drop in placements. It actually came in at about 0.5% larger than the same month a year ago. Marketing's right on target at 106% of a year ago. We got a bit of a reprieve from the drought last month with the August rains. However, the spigot has been cut off and things are getting dry once again across the Lone Star State. And with that drought brings more cow herd liquidation. Dr. Darrell Peel is a livestock economist with Oklahoma State University.
There's little doubt that the drought is accelerating the herd liquidation. Started last year, you know, we were already in cyclical liquidation again from that peak in 2019, but the drought last year accelerated it. The drought this year has accelerated it even more. And it's taking us lower than we really want to be or frankly need to be. But Mother Nature's in control here right now. And until things change, you know, we won't be able to stop the liquidation.
Bob Rodenberger with Stockman, Oklahoma, says most of the cattle producers he's working with are doing a good job of orderly liquidation.
We're looking at 2011 and 12 again. The thing that we're seeing that we didn't see then is a higher market in the middle of the drought. We did not see a higher market in 2011 and 12 till the end of 13 and 14. And if you think back, that's when the rain, we finally got restocked and reestablished our grasses and our wheat pasture. And then the market came back. And we're maintaining a good killing cow market, a good stocker market, and a good feeder market through all this.
Dr. Peel says that if wheat pasture does become available this year, it may be used a bit differently than we normally use it during the fall and winter, given the limited hay supply. He thinks more wheat pasture is likely to be used for cow herds this year than for stocker production. And even if there is wheat pasture, stocker demand may be a little lighter this year, given that the fall run of calves may be smaller than usual. That is a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.